If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
And we are going directly to the courthouse in Boise where Lori Daybell is on trial this week. Jury selection underway, day number two. Lauren Mathias, our correspondent from Hidden True Crime Podcast on the ground right there, has been observing the proceedings thus far today. Lauren, what have you seen so far?
You know, it's still jury selection. It's a lot of the same, a lot of the same analogies, a lot of the same questions. I said, I mentioned yesterday, I would say a difference is there are a lot more questions about how much jurors know about the case, specifically YouTube. They've asked about Dateline, 48 Hours, 2020, any documentaries. They've referred to the Netflix documentary, Sins of Our Mother. In fact, when someone said, I don't know if I have seen it, Archibald responded, well, you would remember if you had, with confidence. So a lot of jurors admitting that they have seen local news or an occasional headline, but they just simply do not know much about the case. So I assume that was part of their questionnaire that they answered before coming to jury duty, you know, because it's surprising how few of them know much about the case. But they did excuse one juror because they watched YouTube and kind of admitted they didn't focus on this case, but she kept getting the pop-ups for the case and learned, you know, I think maybe more than the prosecution or defense was comfortable with.
And that's interesting.
So, you know, it's been interesting.
Yeah, it's been very interesting, because what I think needs to be remembered, too, is when they're trying to look for a jury, you don't necessarily have to have zero knowledge of the case. It's just it can't be prejudicial knowledge about the case. So that seems to be probably what they're trying to figure out of, you know, was this a headline? You know, you saw it, you heard the name. And that's kind of where it ended. But if it goes further, that's probably where they're trying to weed them down further. As you see them go through the potential jurors, and I believe the magic number was, what, 45 potential they were trying to get down to today? Is that right?
I think 42.
42.
I think 42 is the magic number. And I think they were at 25 yesterday, so they needed, what, 20? I don't know. Yeah, but, you know, right. They needed about 42, though.
They get to 42. The process after that is, what is it, weeding it down then from the 42 to the 12 and then the
alternates? Yes, they whittle it down, 12 and then six additional alternatives. Yes.
And we'll see where that goes. Do you think they're going to get to that number by the end of the day? I know there was some speculation early on that it may be difficult to reach that.
Yeah, you know, I speculated this morning, even on Twitter, I said, I'm going to guess right now it's most likely that this doesn't conclude until Wednesday. But it was really surprising this morning just how many jurors they were excusing at a much faster rate than yesterday. Almost surprising, like, whoa, you're just getting rid of these people right and left. But I think looking at it from a different angle, I think they were just trying to maybe make the process a little bit faster. You know, after they had yesterday down, they just thought, okay, now we know what we're doing. We can get through this. But maybe I'll be surprised. Maybe they'll conclude this at the end of the today. But you know, my initial thought is this is going to take until Wednesday.
How is Lori looking today that you can see on the screen?
She was looking very similar to yesterday. Her hair is curled and it's down. You know, sometimes she has it up in a barrette or a rubber band. None of that. It's just down. She has her glasses on again, and she looks to be wearing dark clothes again. And I wish I could give more detail, but that's part of the frustration that I am dealing with is, you know, they have this giant projector. So when you walk in, you're like, this is a great setup. You've got a huge projector here for all of us in a big room. But then they put three separate camera angles on the projector. So we're talking about three separate like screens, right? Yeah. Which shrinks it down, and they don't fill the entire screen. And all of them are a wide shot. Like they're not even a medium shot. They're not, you know, a tight shot or a close up shot. They're like super wide, you know, like landscape style. And then there's a window behind Lori, which makes her shadowed. And, you know, I mean, it gets a little bit better later in the day when the sun moves, but I know that Justin Lum had asked, like, can we put like a curtain behind Lori? And I did confirm with him. I said, did you ask that? And he did, but allegedly they don't have a curtain. Yeah. I'm going to sort of maybe try to push and request that they kind of make these views a little bit closer. And so that's what I could see of Lori, but you really can't see facial expressions or I can't. And I'm sitting pretty close to the projector too for that reason. I'm like, I want to see Lori. But I'm just being honest. I wish that I could tell you more and maybe I need to get my eyes checked. I don't know, but it's been a couple of years.
Body language is what I think we're all very interested in hearing is what, you know, how is she reacting as these questions are being asked and as they're dismissing or continuing to allow some to be into the pool?
Yeah. You know, she is taking notes occasionally. Mm-hmm. She'll be taking notes. I think she's always sometimes taken notes. I don't know if it's her attorney requesting she do, if she values taking notes, but she's doing note taking. She's writing things down occasionally, but she's also just doing a lot of watching. She's sitting right between her counsel. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's right in the middle of, a table. She looks really petite because she's got Archibald, who's really tall. You know, he's not a small guy on one side and another guy, another, that's also not a small guy. And so there's not, you know, even though I think a lot of moving she can even do, but she is taking notes and that's, you know, and she's sitting there. She hasn't stood up that I have seen or anything like that.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
That's the latest. Thank you very much, Lauren. Laura Mathias from the Hidden, a True Crime podcast. Be sure to check that out. She does that with her husband. Very fascinating and lots of information on the Daybells over there. Some very amazing in-depth reporting that she's done on that. That's what I can say about it. You can also just see me and Lauren together Friday nights on Banfield on News Nation, typically around 9:30 as we do Friday Night Theories. All right, stay with us. We got more coverage for you on the ground from Idaho in the trial of Lori Daybell. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.